Welcome back to the Christian Science Daily Lift. Thanks for tuning in. Joining us today is Christian Science practitioner Kate Mullane Robertson. She's from Buena Vista, Colorado.
Sometimes, a reminder of our entirely intact spiritual identity comes in the most unexpected ways. During inner dialogues with myself and in conversations with others, I found myself using anxiety language that mimicked what I was hearing and reading. Every day I seemed to find myself talking with someone who said something along the lines of, "I'm struggling with anxiety about the political climate," or a family member's health or job security. Anxiety seemed to be on everyone's list of feelings about how they were navigating their world. I didn't think I was accepting that for myself, until one day I heard myself say to myself, "I am feeling so anxious about this decision." Wow, there it was. That word again. As a spiritual wordsmith, I am always looking for how words pop up and how I can reclaim them for God. And I wasn't going to let this one bully me for 1 minute more. I turned to the writings of Mary Baker Eddy, who discovered Christian Science. And there were three references to the word anxious. In each instance, the person in the account was not anxious about anything in a negative way. They were anxious to live according to the requirements of church membership. Or another referred to those who were anxious to have Eddy's book, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, published in their language. And in yet another passage, the writer was anxious to learn more about her teachings. In each of these cases, they were eager, enthusiastic, expectant. Not fearful, worried, or apprehensive. Soon, I was making that translation immediately. Whenever the false concept of being anxious came up, I affirmed I was not anxious about a situation. I was anxious to see how God was going to reveal the power of His presence in that very circumstance. I was anxious to see my own spirituality. Now I find myself anxious all day, every day. Eddy's selected references to the word anxious pointed me in a new direction, one that redeems it for God. Good.
Have some inspiration you'd like to share as a daily lift? We'd love to hear from you. Go to christianscience.com/dailylift to submit your contribution. This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.